The part of the brain that says, I got this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did you watch that Olympic snowboarding competition? You wonder how that stuff is even possible. And it turns out the reason is because athletes' brains are a little different from ours. There have been a number of experiments in the last few years focusing on a part of the brain called the insula, which has the job of predicting the future and telling you whether your body is ready for what's coming, but is programmed to be very cautious. Experiments have shown that even ordinary people are physically capable of more exertion. But as brain researcher Samuele Marcora told the BBC, the insular cortex tends to flash the red light.
What actually stops you is not the physiological limit of your body, is this perception of effort that makes you believe the physical task as more difficult, harder than what it really is. But in reality, your body is capable to go well beyond that, so that the limit is perceptual rather than physiological.
In athletes, this part of the brain is often larger and more active and knows more accurately what the body is capable of. In fact, you could hear it in snowboarder Jamie Anderson right after she won the gold.
It just felt so good to be able to do something that I knew I could do and I believed it.
Some people look at her and see just another glamorous athlete. I look at Jamie Anderson and I see a young woman with an amazing insular cortex. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.